Okay, so let's jump in. I want to talk about five keys to building really great relationships. I know some of you guys are going, Mary Jo, I know how to build relationships. I get it. So do I. I know how to build relationships with people. But every time I read an article or go out and do some research, I always am exhilarant to find information that just, it takes the information I know and it just tweaks it a little bit or reconfirms it or draws it back up into my conscious state so I'm not ignoring it. Because, you know, we learn a ton during our lifetime, but how much of that is packed away somewhere and we don't even know how to discover it from being packed away, right? It's like your storage bank of all that data, because I look at every person today, there's been so much technology stuff going on in all my training and all my courses I'm taking on Facebook ads and everything else, and I look at a person now and they don't look like a person anymore, they look like a content vault. This is really funny. I'm just kidding. Of course, I value everybody as a human being. But we have such a massive content vault. We put so much information inside of us that sometimes we cover up things that are really critical. And that's what makes it so important to keep reading things, even though perhaps you look at it and you go, oh, I already know everything about that. You might, but maybe we need a little refresher just to trigger our energy in a direction and re-acknowledge the information. Because it gets stored underneath so many other layers that have come afterwards. So we're going to talk today about the five keys to building really great relationships, right? And what is the basis for any great business that you have, especially in the networking industry? It's the ability to have great relationships. It's absolutely crucial to have a successful business. I don't know anyone who can build a successful business in this network marketing arena without being great at building good relationships with people. So let's jump in and talk about, right, let's talk about what's going on and communication skills and all these kind of things. You know, kind of lay the foundation too. Today, you know, we're talking about the pandemic that's still going on around us and we have no idea when it's going to let up. And, for me, my mindset hasn't changed one iota. I just, I wish it were gone, but I know I can't control that. I can only control what I do. That's what I can control. And so I control that. So accepting it, it's kind of like, oh, the sun rising. Oh, the sun setting. Oh, the pandemic's here. But yet somehow we want to give the pandemic some kind of control over us. And that's exactly what it is. When you walk in fear or you walk in trepidation or you get angry at people or you get mad at the crowds or you get mad at the police or you get mad at the president or you get whatever you want to be mad at, you know, all that garbage is just stuff you're choosing in response to what's going around. So you're giving power over other things. You're giving away your own emotional status. So I'm just saying, recognize that. When we sit back and get fear or something, wow. You know, I mean, a lot of people involved with Manatech are Christians. We're kind of a Christian-based company birthed out of prayer. And we should be really well-versed in the fact that fear not is one of the most highly repeated statements throughout the entire scripture. In fact, Lydia said something like 365 times. So what? When we walk in fear, then what are we saying? We walk in doubt of our faith. And I don't think you want to suggest that in this world. I think you want to come out from strength. That doesn't mean you don't protect yourself. Wear a mask. Do what you want to do. But, you know, we get all caught up in this nonsense when we really are about one concept. We're about love. We're about love. So how do we love other people? And we can see around in all the news today all this negative languaging and hate and all this stuff. And I mean, it just shocks me. I look at people and I go, we're going back to be 3- and 5-year-olds. And of course, the political atmosphere, that's how certain people want to drive their party. They want to drive their constituency. They want to cause fear or anger or hatred. All of that stuff is horrible. You should never be allowing those emotions and stoking those emotions to control people. It's horrible. Why don't we stoke love? Hey, amen to that, right? Brother, sister? Hey. So let's go out there and let's talk about building great relationships. So that is really stoking love. It's stoking, I care about you. Now, if love is too powerful a word for you, for me it's not. I kind of been brought on this earth to love everyone, right? As Christ loves me, I love everyone else. So I'm out there and I love everybody. But part of loving somebody is communicating with them. So, you know, in order for me to connect with somebody, I need to have some level of communication. So the first step you want to do is make sure you're out there communicating. You want to look for a path where, do you have something in common? You know, when you're talking to people out there, it's like, if I find something we have in common, I can drill that one to the center of the earth. Because that commonality will bring immediate connectiveness with that person. And if you want somebody to listen to you more effectively, find something that you connect with. Find something that you connect with. Too many times we go out there and we're talking to people and we just start trying to sell our products or sell a vision or sell, you know, our most important thing is to discover what's important to them and find some connectiveness between yourself and them. And you'll know what this is all about because how many of you have gone out there and shared with people where you found, you just kept digging and you were like going, Mary Jo, I can't find anything similar. I can't find anything I could be in alignment. And I go, now there's a tough nut to crack, right? But for most of us, especially if we choose to expand things we're interested in to just understand our world better and have more empathy for our world, which we should all be after, we'll find something that we can communicate with everyone on. And that's where you want to spend your time, right? It's today we seem to be just, you know, isolating our differences and hammering on those and pounding on people and classifying people and categorizing people. Again, it's that political atmosphere. Don't let them tear you apart. Don't let the atmosphere of the politics, it's a presidential election year, don't let that tear you apart. You are not called to be torn apart from other people on this planet. We're called to love other people, and are we going to have differences? Absolutely. Can we respect those differences? Absolutely. But we can also choose to hate, and we see too much of that going on. So instead of the great divide, let's focus on our similarities. Let's focus on what we like together, what, you know, and allow to have us to have respect for, you know, I'm able to disagree with people and still love them. So examine that for yourself and say, where am I going awry that I can't do that? Am I allowing the political atmosphere or the coronavirus or the fear that's instilled in us, am I allowing that to interfere with my love for people? And why are you doing that? That's my question for you. Because you're so tied to being right? Well, the reality is I think that when you look at some of the platforms and things they're saying, where's the right? What you happen to believe is right and everybody else is wrong? Is that the way the world is? Our world isn't that black and white. Right? Especially on some of the issues that people are getting so riled up about. But that's what causes politics. That's what gets people all jacked up and energetic. So let's be a difference maker. Let's go out there with a smile on our face and try not to get heavily entrenched in things that we don't have control over, but we tend to get anxious around. And that's how we're going to be able to touch people's lives. Again, find the similarities. Find what we can agree on. Find the things that are similar in us, and then hammer on those. And people will be so joyful because, you know what, you're going to, you know, some people say, well, Mary Jo, this whole coronavirus time, it's really hard to do network marketing. I think it's the easiest time in the world. Why is that? Can I tell you that? Because when you can find a similarity with somebody and be on their level with them, you know what? A lot of times in our world, we have a hard time doing that, but today we can find that. And that gives you a greater opportunity. And once you find a similarity and you guys can enjoy each other communicating on that level, people are going to be amazed that they had an incredibly great conversation with somebody because there's so much garbage being thrown out there, right? So when you have so much trash talking going on, when you can come in with clarity and love and show up differently with a heart and passion to help people, you're going to be a breath of fresh air when there's a lot of smoke going around. So look at it that way. We want to make sure that we're consistent in our communication, too. How we communicate with people and how we love and show love for people, but it's how do we be consistent with it. Sometimes we go out there and we connect with people, and I've seen people like come home and they go, oh, Mary Jo, I just talked to this really incredible person and I can't wait to share with them, and they never follow up. Do you know there's a statistics out there, I think it's 70% of the people never get followed up on. Network marketers are horrible. they go out there and do all that work, and then they don't follow up. Why? Oh, I don't know what to send them. I don't want to offend them. Oh, they said this, and I don't know how to respond to that. But I said, that's why you collaborate. Find an upline. Find a crossline. Find somebody to help you if you don't have an answer. Don't just drop the person dead in the water, because then you're sending a whole nother set of communication to them, right? The subliminal message you're sending is that they're just not very important. So even if you go back on your list and you go, Mary Jo, I've already done that to 5 people in the last 3 months, and I go, great. So why don't you go through that list, circle their names, and drop a message to them, either call them direct or drop a text message to them and apologize profusely for what you did, that they really were important to you, but things got in the way during this horrific time, and you are looking back at your life and reevaluating, why am I allowing this to control me? And you'd love to reconnect. Got it? Take the blame. It's a tough time, but you'd love to reconnect. Boom. Watch what happens. They'll love that because they probably are in the same situation you are. They might have done it to other people. So you can still go back and correct, or at least give it a shot. Verbalizing what you want and don't want is to make sure that everybody's on the same wavelength, right? You don't want to go out there and represent one thing, another thing. You want to make sure that you're being who you are, right? And stay, make sure you're on the same wavelength. Number two, so communication critical, isn't it? It's absolutely crucial. Quality time. Time in our world today is incredibly valuable. In fact, time is your only limited asset. That's why I appreciate all you people showing up at 10 o'clock every Monday morning to be on my call, and I try to give you as valuable information as I can to support you to be the best you can be, because otherwise I've just taken away an hour of your time that you can never have back. Can't have it back. Once it's gone, it's gone. So as you go out there and you share your time with others, they understand that as well. You understand it, they understand it. It's our only limited asset. I'm going to give you my time. So they're no longer an afterthought. They're somebody that's important to you. And you can even acknowledge that. Sometimes when I'm talking to people, they go, well, Mary Jo, I don't really know it. And I said, hey, you know what? I recognize. I feel the same way. You know, time's our only limited asset. Money's everywhere. But time, whatever time we plan on getting together, we neither of us can have it back. But I really am willing to spend that time with you because you're valuable to me. Could you say that to somebody? Do you think it would make them feel good if you told them you're giving them one of your valuable assets because they're important to you? Quality time. So give people your time, right? Schedule, you're sharing your products, your business. Every single day you should be having a schedule out there and going, oh, I'm going to meet with her at 10 o'clock tomorrow, and I got her at 1 o'clock the next day. And you should be, that's your schedule. Have your little calendar. Schedule it out. Quality time. When you give your time, focus on them, all right? So what am I doing? I'm not going to sit down at a, you know, and of course we don't, with you know, our social distancing, most of our time spent working with people is by Zoom or by telephone. But you don't want to be on a, you know, phone with them and your cell phone beeps or something, you go, excuse me, I need to take this call and put them on hold. That shows no respect. Or something happens, your husband calls you away, and you run downstairs, and you come back and put him on hold for fifth. Tell him, I got to go run to take care of this first. I mean, you know, focus is important. Focus on them. The power of focus, critical. Great book out there, by the way, if you want to read it. And it's important because it's the difference between making a person feel terrific about themselves or making them feel like they're meaningless or a second-rate citizen. And you want to make sure you're sending the right message. Be present for the experiences being shared. Being present isn't just about being on the phone. It's about truly listening mode. If you don't know how to listen to somebody, you want to work on that skill set now. Don't wait till tomorrow. Start today. There are a lot of great courses out there. I even teach one on listening skills and the power of it. You know, Carol McCall is probably one of the best out there. Her goal is to create 1 million better listeners in her lifetime. Because she says, ready for the statistic? Only 1% of our world knows how to listen. Wow. That's a crisis. So learn how to listen. And that's not hearing, it's listening. Truly be with. Don't listen with, you're right, I'm wrong, you're right, you're wrong, whatever, it doesn't matter. That's not be with listening. Want to learn how to listen. Quality time. Get to a deeper level of feelings, goals, life, direction. So don't stay superficial. Oh, I really want to share these products with you. No. The sharing of the products with them should be after you discover something that gets you guys to a deeper level. In fact, I love to hear somebody say, you know, hey, oh my gosh, I'm in tough straits. This is what's going on in my life, da, 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 da. And they go on and I go, wow, I can feel for you. I understand this crisis that's going on is tough on lots of people. Yeah, got it. And I said, well, let me tell you, the reason I'm calling today is I was just thinking about you and, you know, there are a lot of people suffering out there. And I really have a great program that can help you get through this. And I'd love to be a partner with you in that because I care about you. Can we have another time that we can sit down and talk about it? Or can I send you some information or whatever that looks like as the next step? But notice, I really care about you came out, right? Get to that deeper level, get their feelings, get them emotion. When you feel their pain, when they feel their pain, now you have them. If you know how to deal with it, if you don't know how to deal with it, and you go, oh, I'm so sorry, but let me show you this, blah, blah, blah. No, sorry. Notice, your empathy was very short-lived. How do I tie my empathy into creating a better result for them and working with them to overcome whatever it is that's really, truly bothering their life, right? Now, powerful. And then discover what's important to them. What is important? That's why we do discovery work. We ask a bunch of questions. We find out what's going on in their life. How are they doing? Yeah, what's going on? I know this thing's big, virus. How's your family doing? What's happening, right? And they talk about, you know, maybe they have a son that's got ADHD or something like that, or you have something that's happening and it's really tough for the family because it's hard to grapple with, you know, and kids not going to school and blah, blah, blah. There are a lot of things happening, and you want to be able to, you know, counteract some of that. Is there a way we can help? Is there a way we can step into your lives? You can even have other ideas. Like, you know, Mom's Day, hey, have you ever contacted the Mom's Day Out program around your area, blah, blah, blah. You know, you could get other ideas or concepts to help them, you know, and just in saying, what a great idea. What if we did Mom's Day Out program and you and I built a business on our Mom's Day Out? Would that be a cool thing? Would you like to do that with me? I'd love to partner up with you. Take one day a week and let's just go build a business together. What do you think? Right? A Mom's Day Out. Now we can call it Mom's Manatech Day Out, right? See how creative, I mean, you don't have to say that in a phone conversation, but give them an idea of how they can create something different, because most people are stuck because they just aren't creative enough. They can't come up with concepts or ideas that are going to help them move forward. They're stuck because they can only see what they can see. So get creative in your thinking process and come up with new ideas. And if you go, oh, Mary Jo, I have these five new ideas, but I don't know if they make any sense. Well, then find somebody, you know, a leader in Manatech or a friend that's going to, you can run them by somebody else and get some feedback before you go out there and experiment. But if you can't find that person, then just go and experiment. Are you afraid of getting a no? I don't know. If you've been in Manatech long enough and you're still fearful of getting a no, my goodness, you're not sharing enough. I get no's. I don't know. How many no's do we get this month, Lydia? I don't know. 5, 10? I get no's. Here's what success is. I want you to go out and get at least one no every single day because that means you're sharing. A sign of success. You always look at it as a sign of failure. I call it a sign of success because that means you're actually doing what it takes to grow your business. That's why there's that great book out there, too, called Go for No's. Sounds a little wonky for you, but the reality is that we know there's a certain percentage of people that are going to say no, and you're not going to get to the yes until you go through the no's. So get out there and be able to recognize that. So, again, discover what's important to them, focus on that. Whatever it is, find a concept of where their value system is. You can't throw out their, you know, that M5M without understanding that that means anything to them. You know, some people will be offended that you're feeding people in Africa. I know a lot of people in my community that would, you know, they don't even think Africans belong on this planet today. We have so much aggressiveness towards people of different immigrants and people of different countries. Why should we be interested? It's all about the United States of America. Who cares about anyone else? I mean, there's a lot of that selfish, awful attitude out there in this world today. Sure doesn't align with my Christian values in any way, shape, or form, but it's there. It's everywhere. But, you know, so when you start talking about, you know, helping people, helping children around the world who are dying of malnutrition, you want to make sure that's in alignment with their values before you start sharing that. Don't assume that people care until you find out. And that's the discovery path. Okay? Because, and you go, well, Mary Jo, I wouldn't want somebody like that in my downline anyway. I said, why not? Yeah, hello. I want all those people in my organization. Because you know what? Once they get in that organization, I get to have greater influence on their lives. And I just praise that, you know, I can impact them and help them change their thinking. I just think it's a huge opportunity for something greater than the Manatech products. Are you getting this? Right? Amen to that as well. Laughter. Number three, laughter. In today's world, we just don't have enough laughter. I think we can all agree on that as well. Yeah, people fearful, scared, concerned, serious. How can you show fun in a time like this without being insensitive? Think about that as well. I tend to come from joy, but I haven't changed one bit from where I was 6 months ago. I still come from joy. I may be a little bit more, what should I say, almost like concerned about the health of the mental state of our country. A little bit, you know, this is eye-opening for me in some ways. But the other side of it is, you know, it just means I have more work to do. And I go, I just being thankful that that's been opened up for me. So now I know I have a bigger job out there, so I better get to work. But it's the idea is like we want to make people, you know, bring joy in people's lives. And how do you do that without being insensitive? Well, you get to know somebody. You get to find out what makes them float, what makes them happy, what brings joy in their life, and then guess what? You bring that into their life. You open up the floodgates for that. When you can help somebody see how what you're going to create with them in Manatech is going to allow them to be have greater joy in their life every day, wake up with a smile on their face, you have them for life. So spend time doing fun things as well. Go out there and whatever that is. It can be, you know, by Zoom. It can getting them involved in different meetings. It can be bringing people to Manifest and enjoying some parts of Manifest, right? You want to start setting yourself up for that because that's a way, that's less than 4 weeks away. And you want you bring them by phone to Manifest. How's that? You bring them by phone. And you can bring them by group because we're going to teach everybody how to do that, how you can do it together. So, and you can do it together in different ways, but we're going to show you a couple that really will help you kind of team up to be at Manifest together. So spend time with them and have fun. Four is generosity. It always pays to be kind, even if some people never notice. I had somebody the other day I was talking to, and, you know, these things always surprise me a little bit, but it's not uncommon for us to come to judgment. Somebody shut them off or cut them off on the freeway or something like that, and it was like, Mary Jo, it just doesn't pay to be nice to people. And I heard that. I heard that comment. And it was like a spear that pierced my heart. It always pays to be nice to people. You may not be rewarded in the moment, but am I living my life for momentary pleasure out of things I say to people and how I reach out and help a helping hand? I want you to start thinking about that. Why do I have this expectation that I need immediate gratification when I do something? How crazy is that? First and foremost, my gratification doesn't come from what happens here on Earth, right? I mean, so I'm not looking for immediate gratification. If you are, then I'm sorry. You're going to always be disappointed. So always be kind. Always be generous. Whether people acknowledge it or not, it always pays to be kind. Always. because of what it does for you. See, when we're kind, quit being dependent on the response and step into the act of being kind. Just come from that place in your heart and in your life and notice the difference. You know, when Lydia first started working with me, it really, an interesting thing, you know, she used to say to me, she says, she'd hear me on the phone with people. I get off the phone and she'd go, you know what, you make me throw up. She couldn't stand it. She would like just feel like, she goes, you just poured your heart out for that person, or you just, you know, you love on people like I've never seen before. I mean, she just is like, she would say that to me. Well, let me tell you, she's been working for me for almost 20 years now. What was she doing first thing this morning before we even kicked off our day? She's on the phone calling our associates in McAllen, Texas, where the hurricane went through, to check on them to find out, how are they doing? Listen, we've been praying for you. We pray that everything worked out, any damage to the house or what's going on for you. I laugh. I sit back and I just look at her and I go, a little bit of influence in your life, maybe. What do you think? You know, what do you think that does? And we don't do it for what it does. We do it because it's the right thing to do, because we really, truly care. So really, truly care. And some of you go, well, Mary Jo, that's just not my makeup. And I go, great. So how do you do that? Do you think you're fixed, or are you in a growth measure? You can change your makeup. Just start every day. Come up with 3 to 4 ways that you can show how much you care in different ways. Every day. And some of you that have a real tough concept with this, try one a day, like the multivitamin. One a day, show somebody how much you care. And then as you get that down pat and you start feeling the endorphins from doing that, and it's not always about feedback you get that day. It's just about understanding the endorphins come from you acknowledging you're stepping out of your way. Do you think Mary Jo goes out there and she's nice to people and everybody loves me back? Are you kidding me? I have no expectation. I only have one expectation, and that's of myself. I know I can go out there and smile at a person and make a difference in their life, whether it's, you know, chasing down a ball down the street to help a little kid who just lost it, or, you know, helping my neighbor to make sure his water's turned off when he left town for 3 days, or whatever, anything out there, I can step in other people's lives and make a difference. And I try every day. It's an effort. I look around and say, how can I make a difference? How can I contribute? How can I show I care? How can I show my love for them? Right? Every day. Every day. Because it gives me endorphins. It doesn't matter. Again, it's not dependent on what they come back and do. It's just who I am as a person, what I want to reflect on this face of the earth. So go out, make a difference. All right? Truly be generous with your time as well. I mean, I know time is our only limited asset, but, you know, it's another great way of showing people how you care. And this business, really, people don't care how much you know until they know how much you care. That's bottom line. I learned that lesson my first 6 months of failing in Manatech until I learned that lesson. People don't care. They don't care how much you know until they know how much you care. And the second critical lesson I learned is this is a need fulfillment business. So unless you can uncover their need or how this is going to serve them, don't have an expectation they're going to join you. That's why we do a discovery path. That's why we ask questions. We get to know them as a person. We don't go out there and say, hey, you got to join. I just started this new business and you have to join me. They don't have to do anything. How insensitive is that? You talk to them and say, how's it going? How are you doing? I know we're going through some tough times. How's your family? Are you holding up? Blah, blah, blah. And you know what? You'll hear 101 reasons why they want to join Manatech. They just don't know they want to join Manatech. But they have 101 reasons why they should join Manatech today. And then you'll discover that. But need fulfillment business. You got it? You guys got it? I gave you the two most important clues to being effective. This made the difference between Mary Jo being dead in the water in Manatech for 6 months and my reaching presidential status in the next 18 months afterwards. Got it? Truly. 6 months dead in the water, 18 months later, I was presidential director. Why? I learned those two principles. People don't care how much you know until they know how much you care. And this is a need fulfillment business. And then finally, commitment. Following through is crucial in any relationship. We know that, right? If you're not committed, why do they want to be a part of your business? the way we show up is today, in the first week we know somebody, is the exact same way we're going to show up the rest of their lives. So if you don't follow through with commitments, why would they ever, ever want to be in business with you? How many people have you said, let me send you something, and you never sent them something? Or it took you a month to get it out because you lost their contact information. Do you guys see how you're creating your own disasters out there? You're not showing them anything except one thing, that you don't care about them. You're just playing a numbers game. Hello. I know I'm hitting home. Some of you guys are going, ouch, right? It's a little pinch. It's only because I love you and I want you to be great, and I know you're all capable of being great. But start recognizing the behavior that you have. And only you can choose to change your behavior. So it's about committing this, you know, stand in your words of commitment. When you commit to do something, go out and do it. Go out and make a difference in somebody's life. Go out and really show up that you care. You really care about them. You know how few people have people in their lives that really care about them? You're gonna knock people's socks off. When I walk in my church on Sunday morning, I have more crazy people smiling at me than the man in the moon. Why? Because I go visit their mothers in the nursing home, and I go bake them cakes, and I bring food to them when they're dead, and I help them with their legal stuff, and I help. I mean, it just whatever way I can support them. I have one guy, I've been doing his tax returns. He's 73 years old. I went in the hospital, and he was in the hospital going through major surgery and with his daughter there, and he was saying he just wants to die. And I sat there, and I talked him through it. And now he's like, of course, he's on our great Manatech products, right? But he just loves Mary. I mean, I just like, and it is like 8 years later, and he's like a spring chicken. He thought he was going to die. And he was ready to go. He says, I just want to die, Mary Jo. And his daughter was just freaking out. Put me in that position. I love that. It's a place I can serve in an incredible way. So be committed with your people. Words, be there. Your actions show up so much. Yeah, and if you are switching places with a prospect you're working with, ask yourself, would I want to be in business with this person or not? That's a great standard to apply. When you start looking how you work with people, just switch places. Say, wow, if I were that prospect, would I want to be in business with me? Let me think about that. Scratch that chin. How am I showing up? Why or why not? Be your own best critic on that. And what you can do is you can start just journaling on it and say, okay, how can I be better? And if you don't have answers to that question, find people who have them for you, right? Talk to your upline, talk to your crossline, talk to people effective in this business and find out, what are they doing? What are they saying? How can I take a shift? How can I show that I care? I'm going to tell you, I think it's the number one reason why people fail in this business is they don't know how to show somebody they care about them. It's an epidemic in our society. We rather condemn people than care about them. You see homeless people out there and you want to, you know, discredit them and say what worthless people they are. Are you kidding me? I see a homeless person and I'm going, how can I help them? What a sad state of affairs for them. Where's our empathy? Where's our heart? And that's what we need to start showing out there in this world. More of that. Get out of judgment and get into love, care. And I'll tell you, you'll have the world follow you, because you're going to be in a world full of the rest of the other garbage. So let's take a shift to make a difference, right? Go out there and be the difference in this world. Don't be lazy in your language, because lazy language brings, here you go, write this one down. Lazy language brings on lazy results. You agree? Exactly. Okay, that's it, people. I hope it was helpful for you today. I hope this call hit home, gave you some directionals. I know a lot of you are just super out there and really do have the love that it's, you know, and the care. But, you know, some of us get lazy with it sometimes, and then we don't think it works, and then we quit, and then we judge ourselves, and we go into all this kind of apoplexy. It's, you know, but if you're living in fear, then you don't have much chance. But Trust me when I say it. Fear is a choice. It's a choice.
Mary Jo?
Uh-huh.
I'm still saying ouch.
Are you?
Yes. You really, really hit home this morning, and it's with follow through and
mm-hmm.
making a choice to make a difference and
yeah.
being able to do it no matter what.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I'm still saying ouch. I will admit.
A new commitment. You just look at today's the first day of the rest of your life, right? That's all I'm suggesting is today's the first day of the rest of your life. And it's not that you're going to be 100% better in one day. It's like, but you acknowledge, where am I dropping the ball and how am I not showing how much I care? Right? And just say, and a lot of that comes in for us when we're not effective. If we don't sign somebody up for a month and we all of a sudden think that we're not very good and then we talk, then we don't follow up because, you know, I just showed that I'm not very good the last month, so I'm not going to be very good and I'll screw this one up. And we started with all this garbage flows into our head. It's like, stop it. Right?
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly.
You're terrific. You have a love.
Exactly.
You have a heart. You're terrific. You can make a difference in people's lives. And that's what you focus on. Some will, some won't. Next. But you know what? Me and my world, I'm going to do the best job I can for each person that God brings in my life. I'm going to do the best job I can. And, you know, some will, some won't. Next. Thanks for sharing.
Thanks.
You bet. Anyone else having a few ouches on this?
Thank you for your time, Mary Jo. We sure love you.
Wow, I sure love you guys. I wish I could be out in the field with each one of you. That would bless me immensely.
Great conversation this morning, Mary Jo. Sue Ellen here.
Hey, Sue Ellen. Love you, girl. Yeah.
Hey, I've been following the Andrew Leadham, and I'm also working with a group on the color codes for personalities and things. I've certified in it years ago, but there's so much new out there.
Uh-huh.
And with all this learning and helping the team and stuff, the one that really hit me was number three. You know, I think in this, we forget to laugh lately.
Yeah, right? Isn't that something? Yeah.
So I've begun seeking out funny videos and ones that really make me laugh till my sides hurt. And it's been a long time since I've really had belly laughs. You know,
there like you go.
Really laugh.
I want you to laugh until your belly aches. What do you think?
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. So, and that was something I really let go of. And I'm a caregiver full time and working full time with Manifest, and it just somehow I forgot to laugh.
Yeah.
So I put funny pictures up on my wall. It says, "I miss you more than I miss bacon," and you know how I feel about bacon, you know, things like that. That I anything to lighten up the mood.
Right.
So,
right.
And I put a mirror. I have a laptop that I work with, and when I'm doing calls with my team, I'm not always on camera, but I put a stand-up mirror in front of it to remind me to smile while I'm talking to my team, and I pretend that I'm talking to the person in the mirror. And if they're smiling, then I'm smiling, and we're more animated.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I wish that
Great.
For a lot of people, because I hear a lot of seriousness, and it's good to be serious. As long as it, like you said, it doesn't fall into fear. And laughter is a great
absolutely. Yeah. And it's not, you know, and I'm not suggesting that we don't have some serious things happening in our environment, but don't let the environment control you.
No.
Right?
You know, when I was a child.
That's what they're trying to do. Well, our politicians are trying to do that. Everything's trying to do that to you. They're trying to control you. If you don't think, there is massive control going on. All you have to do is look at the ads and listen to what's going on and look at the Twitter posts and all that stuff. People are trying to control you. Stop it.
I studied propaganda as a method of teaching faith back in college. I was doing comparative religion, and they talked about propaganda. And whoa, you know, now I got into politics, which is all propaganda.
Yeah.
But there's a word.
Hello, girl.
There's a word that my mother taught me when I was a child. She used to tell me I awfulized.
Yeah.
I awfulized everything. I made everything awful.
Yeah.
And she'd say, what's the worst that can happen? Are you going to die? Well, if you die, then you have nothing to worry about because it's all over. So, but what's the worst that could happen? And she would go through this whole thing with me until it put the right perspective.
Yeah.
And so whenever I start getting there, I think, oh, you're awfulizing again. What would Mama do? What would Mama do? And
yeah, you can go back to what you heard from Mama, right? Well, listen, guys, I've got to run because I've got that 11 o'clock conference call, a group call with corporate, and take what you have from the call. And I love the shares are terrific. I really think we need to step back and say I have more control over what's happening in my life right now than I am taking on, and step into that, the power of you, and make some great choices. Right? And just make the great choices. I can walk this planet and smile and be happy and joyful. No one can rob that from me. And that's number one. So if you have to find the belly aching, you know, videos, that's great. Go get them. I love that. All right, everybody. Have a great week. We'll talk next week. Bye.